For the strength of this house is the Ruach of Yah. That's the strength of this house. I'm not worried about one thing, whether we have finance or not. Yah, as that we said, he's never seen, he's been young, he's been old. He's never seen the righteous forsaken, nor see thou begging bread. And yet the very same man, he looked at the wicked. And he was a man of great wealth, wasn't he? And he began to see the prosperity of the wicked, and he almost fell. That's why he tells us to keep his eye, our eyes upon him. Look unto the Hashemayams. That's what we look unto. For I have coming from Almighty Yah. If we understand the value of this profound thing that Yah calls his judgment, that he will correct us. When we are judged, brothers and sisters, we are disciplined of Almighty Yahweh. That is what it is. And the reason he disciplined us, that we should not be condemned with the world. Now, did he not love the world? Did I not read that? Yet he said he's going to condemn this world. So he says to Yisrael, I judge you. I put before you a man that will speak unto you my oracles. I will give you a man after my lap that will feed you with knowledge and understanding. You will understand the value of my judgment. For everything that I speak to you, everything that I speak unto you, it will judge you. It will cleanse you and chasten you. And I do this because I have greater hava for you, Yisrael. And the reason I'm doing this, that you may understand the value of what I'm trying to keep you from. That you will not be condemned, sentenced to death, that your mind cannot hear what I command. That your thoughts are far away from me, and when I speak unto you, you reject what I say. This world and this nation rejects Yahweh. You will not hear him. So that's why he judges our thoughts, our deeds, our actions, our disposition, our attitude. He judges everything about us. Sure he does. Can I ask you a question? When you prepare yourself and you think you look very nice, do you not judge every aspect about you? You want to make sure your shoes are right, your hair, everything, don't you? You want to make sure everything is clean too. Make sure your nails are clean and all that, right? So is Yah. He wants to make sure that our garment is clean, is pure. It has been dipped in the dam, the blood of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when we are judged, he's simply disciplining us. He's disciplining his house. That you will not be condemned. And we hate that. We are so selfish and stupid. Don't judge me. Who are you to judge? Well, the word of Yah judge us. Hallelujah. Would he set the Nabi unto Israel? They spoke the word of Yah to bring judgment. Sure it did. And when they spoke unto Israel to bring judgment, did it not bring repentance? Sure it did. And they will go back to that same wicked ways because they will forget. They will forget for hearers. And they were not doers of the word. That has not changed. This condemnation is just not in what we call, quote, the New Testament, unquote. There is no new. It is just the power of his word made alive. Look what it says in Deuteronomy. As Moshe, as Yah gives him instruction to deal with controversies between men in the midst. Deuteronomy chapter 25 verse 1. Deuteronomy 25 1. It says, if there be a controversy between men, if there's an indifference between men, and if there's a controversy between brothers, I deal with it. Sisters as well. Look what he tells us. This is what he tells us to do. He says, and they come for mishpat. Is that not judgment? That's what they should come for, isn't it? So the word of Yah has not changed from Korith to Yah unto Dibarim. They come from Mishpat. And the Shoftim, or the judge, that the judge may judge them. Now when the judge has judged them, then they shall be justified. Then they shall justify the Siddiq, the righteous one. The judge shall judge, shall justify the one that is right. And the one that is wrong, condemn the wicked one. You condemn him. He said, that one is right, you're wrong. You're a liar. You're a thief. Your mind is far from here. He has not changed. Two sisters got a controversy. You come together. You got a spiritual. You judge the matter and say, you're a liar, sister. But you're still a liar. We're afraid to say that. This damn the forgetful generation. It is one thing that people never forget. They never forget what they've done evil. I mean, they always forget what they've done evil. I don't care how you bring it up. Huh? Well, okay, if you said they want to figure they're so right and they're wrong. Seems as though, well, I'm suffering. If you know, Pastor Robert said, but that's all right. I suffered, honey. Oh, I know I've done right. You liar. Can I ask you a question? Did the shoftim, did the judge make an assessment? Did he judge? Did he judge righteously? He had to. Because he said, the one that is tzaddik, you honor that one. The one that is wicked, lawless, condemn that one. Hallelujah. The matter of fact, it tells us, cast the one out, even the nation shall call him cursed, and that one shall be cursed. It's not a small thing. This lawless generation, Yah's going to condemn it. He's going to bring it down to the gate of hell. It's going to be weeping and gnashing and crying of teeth. They're going to gnash with their teeth like they did Stephen. They're going to gnash on Yah. They're going to gnash on his HaMashiach. Sure they will. We need his mishpat. We need that. It corrects us. That we are not condemned. You that are without judgment, you are a fool. Hallelujah. I don't care if it's wrong. You that are pure, all things are pure. You that are unbelieving and defiled, there's nothing right. Nothing that one instructs you in or judge you in is right. That's the way you think. Hallelujah. That's all right. It's still the truth. Nothing changed. Nothing at all. Kephar warns us here in 2 Kephar, 2 Peter. He warns us against these false teachers and preachers. And he shows us what their punishment shall be and gives us an example here in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. He tells us, but there shall be pseudo false prophets. They're not Nabi of Yah. Also among the people. Now listen to this. Even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies. Do you understand that? Doctrines that will damn you, that will destroy the power of Yahshua, that will cause you to neglect the truth of Yahshua the light, they will bring a damnable heresy, condemnation. The teachers will condemn you. The teachers will separate your mind from Yahweh, bringing in damnable heresies, even denying the master that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Now that is what it brings upon a people who denies the power of Yahshua, who's given unto the world and love the pleasures of the world. The pleasures of the world, they have deceived many. Hallelujah. There's one thing that Evangelist Hartsfield taught me in the initial stages. He said to me, Brother Robert, you know how the people love to sin? And of course, I was an ignorant young man. I did not try to answer him. I said to him, tell me, Evangelist. He said, because sin has a superficial pleasure. For Moses chose rather to suffer with the people of Yah than to enjoy the pleasure. A sin for just a moment. And that's what it seems like. It's pleasurable. It feels nice. The laughter seems so appealing, doesn't it? But it's a laughter of death. It's not a laughter of rejoicing. The rejoicing is deceitful. There's no life in their laughter at all, brothers and sisters. This nation, this world, there's no laughter in it. I'm telling you. And that is the truth. It's amazing. Just this week, the people that I've heard from or talked to, pastor there in Panama City, Panama, wrote unto us. And his wife, I talked with his wife, and she said to me, when I called her, because they wanted me to call them, immediately she said, I know who this is. And she said, Pastor Roberts, we would love for you to preach live sometimes on Friday night. We have an audience to the entire world. We would love for you to preach to them. A rabbi out there in San Bernardino, California, contacted me yesterday. There was a brother that called me this morning from Liberia saying, Pastor Robert, can you come here to Liberia? Well, I'm not going to Liberia because Yah's not sending me to Liberia. And those that I'm hearing from, I know it's Almighty Yahweh. For there is a death in the earth. Truth is not spoken. There is a falseness, and these false prophets, and these lying teachers, they bring a damnable heresy unto the people, for they're swift, and the people are destroyed without remedy. We are the mighty men today that will stand against the wiles of hell. Will not capitulate. We'll reprove sin. I don't care if it's your daddy, your granddaddy, your mama, your daughter, son. Makes no difference at all. Expose the secretive of the workings of darkness in our people today. No one wants to do that. Because they're afraid of what? Man? Man. He's a filthy thing without Yahshua. He said they shall bring in damnable heresy unto themselves, bring in swift destructions. And many shall follow their pernicious, their wicked ways by reason, listen now, by way of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. They speak evil of the truth today. They speak evil of his mitzvah. They tell you it doesn't take all that. You don't have to, that's bondage, that's the law. Sure is the Torah. And yet the same people will drive the highways and they're afraid of the law when they are lawbreakers, are they not? The Torah of Yah has not changed. They will speak evil of the Torah. They will deny the Torah. Well, I don't see what's wrong with that. I don't give a damn if I fall today and go the way of a dog like Cain. The word of Yah is still truth. I don't care about these wicked dogs, these perverts. They're giving themselves over to hell, men like Stan, these dogs. That doesn't alter the word of Yahweh. Yehuda did not alter the power of Yahshua. And you use that for a damn excuse to say, well, he did it, so he was doing that. It really has no meaning. The lies from hell. The word of Yah still has power. It is still truth. If I go to hell today, that doesn't alter Yah. That doesn't alter his word. If I turn away today, you strive and press to please him. Don't let that alter your desire to please him. It ought to be a warning of fear unto you. Man preach like this, and then he go the way of Cain. The sad thing for me to preach like this, and I become a castaway. I don't care what others say, or what has done. That doesn't alter the power of the truth of Yah. His judgment is still the same. His truth is never altered. The light still shines bright. His Torah can never be altered at all. It makes no difference at all. So many shall follow their wicked ways by reason of whom the way of the truth shall be even spoken. And look, this is how they draw them. And through covetousness, greed, lust, shall they would feign or fabricate lies, words, make merchandise of you, whose mishpat them, who mishpat, is for a long time and leaketh not, and their damnation, their condemnation slumbereth not. Yah says, I'm going to condemn those dogs. He said that their condemnation, their damnation, it lingers not. You may think it lingers. He said, but it doesn't. It doesn't linger. Not one bit at all. And they're going to be condemned. For if Yahweh, now this is the power of his condemnation. If he spared not the Melechim, that sin, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into the chains of darkness reserved for, look at this now, judgment. Mishpat. For judgment. And spared not the old world, but saved Noah, one of eight people, a preacher of Tzedekah. He was a righteous man. I don't care what these liars say. If you read the book of Yahshua, you will see a man that feared Yah. He was a man that Ahava, he loved Yahweh. He was a preacher of Tzedekah, bringing in the flood upon the world of who? The wicked. He's going to condemn the wicked, the lawless. Those that are Torah lustness, they do not abide in the power of Torah. He's going to bring the world upon, and this is a wicked nation. And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes. Doing what? Condemning. He condemned them with an overthrow. Did he not do that? He condemned them. Did anyone come out alive except Lot?
and his daughters? He condemned them. And when Yah says he's going to condemn, he's condemning. He condemned them, making them an example to those that after should live wickedly. Now they're your example. You can be taken by your lust, forget the Torah of Yah, deny Yahshua, and say Yahweh's power is not relevant in this hour. He turned them over to hell because they were lawless. They had no Torah of discipline. And delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy behavior of their lawlessness. For that Sadiq, a man dwelling among them in seeing and hearing, vexed his Sadiq soul daily from day with their unlawful anti-Torah deeds. That's what he did. He vexed himself. For they were anti-Torah. You cannot fellowship with those that are anti-Yah. They despise Yahweh. If that doesn't vex you, something is wrong with you. Because your conversation is sensual, earthly, and it is wicked. If they're talking about earthly things and you love earthly things because you're earthly, you have not the Ruah of Yahshua in you. For the things of the flesh, as Elder Wyman brought unto us, only the spirit of man reveal the things of man or the things of the flesh. And the Ruah of Yah will speak of the things of the Ruah. And when you have the power of that life of Yahshua in you, you want to talk about those kinds of things. I know I do. I love talking spiritual things. That's my conversation. Oh, it may veer off on this for a moment, but believe me, it's always corralled back on the path. For those things that they lead our minds astray from Torah. Yahweh knows how to deliver the Sadiqah, those that guard his Torah, his truth, out of temptation. And to reserve the unjust to the day of judgment to be punished. They're condemned. He knows how to reserve the just, the unjust. Do you understand what he said? He reserves. They already reserve the unjust, the wicked, the lawless, until the day of damnation. And Yah is not playing around with this wicked generation. This one that has rejected him and one that despised him. I want to close here in Yochanan, John 5:28. It says here, and this is our assurance. It says here in Yochanan 5:28. Yah says to us, marvel not at this, Yahshua, the living word, for the hour is come, in which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice. That's all right. I love that. Yochanan 5:28, verse 29. And they shall come forth. And they listen, as I started this message off. The Tav has favor with Yah. They that have done Tav to the resurrection of life. And they that have done evil to the resurrection of damnation. Now that's the word of Yah. A people whose mind will never safeguard the truths of Yahweh. I don't care who it is, you must safeguard the truth of Yah. You must guard that with all integrity. Let no man despise your joyfulness, your youthfulness in Yahshua. For this is a generation that is ordained for condemnation and damnation, because it has rejected the Torah, the truth of Almighty Yah. Do not reject his judgment. For in that judgment, he disciplines you. He corrects you. That you will not be condemned with the world. You are to barak and toda Yah for that. And you better quit despising. You better quit despising Yah when he judges you. You better quit despising one when they speak a word of judgment unto you. You better begin to adhere to that. Don't be a fool and reject it. It is to your own condemnation. May Yah barak you tonight. May he bless you all, you that are listening. Mother Live Stream, may he strengthen you all. May he cause your heart to delight tonight. Hallelujah. May he give you great strength in Yahshua's mighty name. Bless you all tonight, my brothers and sisters. Be encouraged. Beautiful brother down there, he and his wife in Panama City, Panama. Quite a diversity of people that we're hearing from. That
I don't know how they're finding out some on the web, just different channels. It amazes me that people will go to our website and download messages and give them out to people for them to hear. So I bless Yahweh for that. The pastor there in Panama City, they have, we need to look into that. They have a ministry whereby it's done over the telephone line, but they have people all over the world that join and listen. And we would love to have you on Friday night. You come on and speak to the people live all around the world. There are brothers and sisters that are truly hurting, that really want to hear the truth. Just a small remnant. But there are those that really delight in truth. They do. Hallelujah. Brother invited us to come. He wanted me to come. But, you know, that's not my thing, traveling and going here and there. That's not what y'all call me to do. All right? I will do the work of an evangelist every now and then, but that's just not it. I just don't have no desire to do that. Hallelujah. And so if there's no desire to do that, I know it's yeah. Because if he put something there, Yahweh put it there, then he, if we delight ourselves in him, will he not give us the desires of our life? All right then. So I delight in Yah. I really do. Hallelujah. May not do it like you, but I do delight in him. So that's not my desire to do that. Hallelujah. He may raise up one of the brothers here that they may do that. Have the strength to do it. But they must be disciplined, young men. Hallelujah. You can't be soft and effeminate like brothers. You got to be able to stand judgment. And judgment is a beautiful thing. It corrects. It makes us strong. It builds character. It does. That's why there's very little character today. No judgment. Judgment always builds character. It makes one strong. It fortifies and re-fortifies one. When we're judged, our heads are hung. We become despondent. We become unnerved. We get upset. You know why you do that? Can I tell you? Will you believe me? Because you think very highly of yourself. Hypocrite. Don't take one word back. Hallelujah. Don't take a word back. Because you think very highly of yourself. And when you're abased, then you're like, that ain't me. It is you. Hypocrite. You're worse than that. Hallelujah. May Yah barak you all tonight. Let us stand to our feet. Bless you all. Be encouraged. Be strong in the imona of Yah. Hallelujah. In all things we do, barak you this day, Yah. Bless you for your mercies, your kindness. Teach us all your way. Give us strength in all your people in your Yahshua's mighty name. We pray for the house of Israel. Bless them. Touch them all. Give them strength. Give us all rest and comfort tonight as we journey home. We ask it all in your Yahshua's mighty name. May Yah. Yisrael cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.